Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hi. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:41 Friday morning, and here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, so first of all, it's going to be hot again today. Not as hot as yesterday, but only a couple degrees cooler, barely even noticeable. Yeah. It really will cool down as much as 10 degrees, though, over the weekend. Depending on where you are, you'll see that either Saturday or Sunday. But the cooling is, the trend is going the right way.
All right.
Which is welcome. Yeah. Also, the Oakland A's, they won yesterday. They next play,
go A's.
They got through their first round series of three games. Now they move on to play the Houston Astros. They're calling it a home game, but it's actually at Dodger Stadium down in LA, and it looks like it's a best of five series. Also, the 49ers have a national game on Sunday night versus Philly. That's a 5:20 game time. And so there.
That's a history for us, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Although I don't even think I went. Wasn't the new stadium the stadium they tried to get me to sit down in every seat in and I wouldn't do it?
That sounds right. I'm not sure. Was it Flyers Stadium or was it?
The Core State Stadium, which was the Flyers, that was my first day with you. I showed up at that. That was like the kickoff.
Right,
to
but
that.
Then you went to the wrong stadium. That was
right. Yeah. I don't remember anyway. I don't know if I've been to the new Eagles Stadium, but yes, we were together in Philly for about 6 months.
I actually thought it was an indoor thing.
Oh, if it was indoors, then that's definitely the hockey stadium that our afternoon guy did it. It was
Preston
sat
Elliott
in every seat.
Yes.
And it was interesting to, because I was like, no, I just got done doing a 2-week run through
tripping through with Vinny, Florida and
through the whole East Coast. I don't think I want to do that. And then I want to say it was like an hour into it, he realized he was chewing the hell out of his hands.
Yep.
As he was trying
getting
to
get blisters
down.
Going from one to the next, right?
He's like screaming for gloves. I need gloves. Oh, man.
Poor guy. You know when you need gloves? Before you need them.
Right. Exactly right, Sarah Clark. All right. Here is... you know what I wanted to do? That Kavanaugh kid. Someone wrote in. So, okay. A 7-year-old kid from Maryland named Kavanaugh Bell raised enough money to pack a 53-foot truck with PPE and other COVID-19 supplies. And he delivered them last week to a Native American reservation in South Dakota that's considered one of the poorest places in America. So that's the little news blurb. I think it's a great story. One of our texters wrote in and said, when I heard your story about Kavanaugh, you have to give a nod to his parents because it's pretty hard for a 7-year-old to do anything on his own. And for them to not be in the limelight is awesome. That's from 415. And it's true. So I looked him up more. He's got his own little website. He's done a ton of things in his community. By the age of 7, most of us, we're just learning how to clean ourselves properly so our underwear isn't ruined. And this kid's out there doing all this. Like, it's amazing. So, yes, it is very much about his parents, though. I forgot the darn it. I closed the window, but he has a website where he's doing all this stuff.
And how did it say specifically how he'd raise this particular amount? I mean, that is
no, because he's doing a million things. He does stuff for the. Let me see here. I gotta find it.
What a good kid, though. You know.
That's, yeah.
I hope it is all him and not just his parents saying, "Yeah, let's hang it on you, and this will set up your future, kid."
His website, if you want to find out more, because it's there, and it's like, help stock the pantry, donate here. Request a care pack, click here. His website is coolanddope.com.
Coolanddope.com. Wow, the kids are going to love that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thought I'd re-mention that. He's up to a lot, and he's only 7. Good for him. He's the next, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg, right. Or he's the next
hope
him.
He doesn't start yelling at us. You know, I hate when kids yell at me. Oh, right. Look at him. Just a little boy. So cute.
He's a cute kid. Anyway, it's time for nerd news. In Jurassic Park, they pulled all their dino DNA from mosquitoes frozen in amber.
Yeah.
But stuff like that wasn't actually possible in real life until...
Real life Jurassic Park, Vin?
Researchers in Europe recently managed to pull DNA from insects that had been frozen in resin for 6 years. They'll start trying to do it with older samples next.
Oh my God. Because it was like mosquitoes who had the blood of the dinosaurs, right?
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. We need dinosaurs, you guys. What else does 2020 need? T-Rex. Come on. A herd of velociraptors. Let them loose.
Deep fake videos are scary because you can't tell.
Because we believe them. That's why.
If it's real or fake, they say pretty soon, though, you'll be able to tell. Researchers in New York might have found a fix. They say it's possible to identify deep fake videos by looking for a heartbeat. What? So they say, as blood circulates in your face, it causes subtle changes we can't see with the naked eye. But special software can pick it up and tell you if the video shows a real person or not. The problem is, the guy or girl, their life has already been ruined in that news cycle. And no one ever comes back to say, the deep fake, that was a fake. That always ends up coming too late.
It does also...
you know what I mean?
I do, but I feel like if they're taking a real person and superimposing them, then they're still going to look real. But okay, I'm glad someone's working on it, because that is definitely a problem that needs to be solved.
To me, by then, the damage is long done, and no one ever hears the, oh yeah, that did turn out to be a fake.
Yeah. Turns out that was a fake. That thing you sent to everybody you know? Fake. Oh well. Oh well, on to the next thing.
Astronauts on the space station are still trying to pin down the source of a small leak they've been looking for since last year. Did you know about that already?
No. The thing's been leaking for a year? I would think they'd immediately be able to find that. Wouldn't everything be sucked toward it?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. They also say a new study says that any future moon bases will have to be underground because there's too much radiation on the surface.
Ah. So we're going to dig down. That'll be nice.
I guess that's the way we're going to...
Moon caves.
I guess. I mean, really?
Let's do this thing. Or put domes, like radio wave stopping domes. Let's, you know, come on, science, get creative. Everything I read, there's domes.
All right. Today is World Smile Day. So I know the mask, we were talking about this earlier, that mask is blocking your smile, but your eyes can sometimes tell people you're trying.
Look at me smiling.
Right. Smiles are contagious. According to scientific research, our brains have a tendency to mimic people we're talking to. So if you smile, they're more likely to smile too. Smiles can also boost your mood, even if you're faking it. There's an idea in psychology called the facial feedback hypothesis, and it suggests that forcing a smile even when we don't feel like it can be enough to lift our mood significantly.
It totally works. Even try a fake laugh here and there. Honestly, you can really cheer yourself up. It's you.
and me forever. Sarah, smile.
Oh, no. That's not what we're talking about. That's weird. It can make you feel better physically, too. Science has found that a big, genuine smile can boost your immune system, decrease cortisol in your body, reduce blood pressure, and release endorphins, all which can make you feel better. So it's it's World Smile Day, everyone.
Let's do this thing.
Share smile one of those away with someone who needs it, would you?
Maybe stand 10 feet away and peel back your mask just a little. And give them a
smile. By the way, and I'm not trying to say that it wasn't important, because I usually try to mention the biggest national news story. If you're just joining the show, our president has tested positive for coronavirus, as well as the first lady. And at this point, I think that the tweet was, we'll begin quarantine immediately. So right. That's the news there.
And we have talked about this quite a bit today. Mm-hmm. By the time you join us at 8:30, we've already been here 4 hours. So,
right.
You know.
I have shared this story many times because it's a childhood thing that I experienced. I'm sure all parents have a way of dealing with a kid's million questions. I only know now that I have kids what that's actually like. And it helps me deal with the way my dad dealt with things much better, because I'm like, oh my God, I totally get it now. My dad used to give me the old, we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. That was his thing. You could, can we go to Disneyland this weekend? We'll see. It always meant no.
Yes,
always.
Always.
But never, this was his way of saying, I don't want to deal with this right now. If I say no, there'll be tears or more questions or. Right. Anyway, they say here that someone gave people a list of terms we all use to describe how likely things are, like maybe, might happen, probably.
Could
here
be.
Are Possible. 10 terms and what the average person means when they say them.
All right.
Almost certain only really means an 80% chance that something's going
to
happen.
Well, that's close to, that's almost certain.
Probably. Is a 70% chance that something's going to happen.
Oh.
Likely just drops a couple percentage points. More likely than not is 62% chance that's going to happen. Possibly brings you down into that 50-50 range, as well as a 50-50 chance is the 50%
chance.
Sure.
Could go either way.
Outside chance, 35%. Probably won't, 31%. Unlikely, 29%, and very unlikely is a 24% chance of things happening. And as defined by my dad and my life experiences, we'll see is 0% chance.
100%
no.
Right. That is just trying not to deal with the trouble that comes from no, but it is a no.
Yeah, and you find yourself saying things like, you go, we'll see, and then, well, what do I go, blah, blah. Say, if you ask me one more time, the answer becomes no. Take right. We'll see and run with it. You got to learn.
Right. Oh, man, I'm already out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I always think of Sheldon on the Big Bang's smile when I put on my fake smile for my hubby. Oh.
I'm sorry that you have to put on a fake smile for your hubby all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if... Well, I mean, we heard a... Never mind.
Just do it.
With masks, smiles don't work as well. I know.
That's true. You have to extra crinkle your eyes. Or you point your face and go, I am totally smiling at you right now.
We all have to practice that Tyra Banks calls smiles, which is where you smile with your eyes.
Like this.
All right. Is Sarah having Cheetos for breakfast again? Asked 510.
Why? Do I sound like I'm crunching something?
No, I don't.
No, I'm not having Cheetos for breakfast. John doesn't buy Cheetos. I told him don't buy them. And I think that they hide them, because I have seen wrappers, but I never see the bag, which is good. That's fine, as long as they're hidden from me, right? Out of sight, out of mind.
I don't know. We always need updates from you. Things change at the Clark Casa often. and a lot. I mean, 1 minute you're eating Cheetos for breakfast, next minute they're not allowed in the house anymore.
They're not allowed in the house. Like, please don't. If they're not there, then I don't eat them. It's all about me. Let's face it.
Right. I'll read more texts on the other side of these on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.